minute, Anna. I believe that's Irene.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
On the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot 'em Down store. Abner is talking to Ulysses S. Quincy. Listen.
No, Ulysses, I've told you 100 times we ain't got no soap powder hidden under the counter. Now, do you understand that? We ain't got none. No, Abner.
Abner, for goodness sake.
Is that clear to you, Ulysses?
Okay.
Abner.
Can you get that through that thick head of yours now?
Hi, Grannies. Abner, will you hitch that up?
Well, Lum, I don't care. I just get so sick and tired of everybody coming in here accusing me of hiding soap powders under the counter. I don't know how many folks has did that in the last few days. Other day it was Mousy Gray and Grandpappy Spears.
All right, just simmer down.
Well, you haven't got any soap powders, have you, Abner?
Why not?
I told you we ain't. Come on back here. Doggy, just take a look for yourself. I'm going to get this thing settled once and for all. Come on, Ulysses. Step back here and see for yourself.
Okay.
Well, Ulysses, you don't have to do that. You can take our word for it.
No, sir, now just let him go ahead. Go on. Search the whole place. Turn everything upside down. Tear the whole place apart.
Abner, I wish you wouldn't carry on that way in front of customers.
Customers? Snoopers, that's what I call them. Well, are you finding anything, Ulysses?
No.
You satisfied now?
Okay.
Ulysses, I hope you'll excuse Abner, and I hope you'll keep on trading.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. You ain't leaving yet, are you, Ulysses? Here's a couple more boxes you ain't snooped into. You better look through them, too.
Abner, he said he was satisfied. Now let it go.
Well, Lum, he wants to be sure. You don't want to take nobody's word for nothing. Here, I'll open this up for you myself. It's true.
Cut it out, Abner. Don't pay no attention to him, Ulysses.
Yeah, okay, Lum.
He gets these spells.
See? Ain't nothing in there, but... Well, I'll be dead blamed. How'd them get in there?
What?
Oh, nothing.
Wait a minute. That looks like boxes of soap powders.
Yeah. Where in the world do you reckon them things come from?
I don't know. Must have been sitting there all the time.
Yeah. Must have. Ulysses, did you say you wanted a box of soap powders?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Here you are.
Yeah, okay. Just put it on my bill.
Okay. All right, Ulysses. Come back again.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Abner, it looks like that you've
all
learned...
All right, Lum. Just don't rub it in. You never know them soap flakes are under there, neither.
I weren't even talking about that.
Huh?
As far as that goes, you ought to have learned your lesson good enough that I wouldn't have to say nothing to you. Maybe now you won't go around popping off to customers when you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Lum, I've looked under that counter 1,000 or 100 times.
All right. I told you, just forget it.
Somebody put them under.
I've got something worse than that to worry about. Looks like I'll lose everything I've got on that house building deal.
Lose? I thought everything was working out good for you.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Long as the Widder Cobb and Lester Parks got married and he moved into her house, why, that gave you a chance to get Lester's place for the Chowderses and then sell that in your building to Mr. Duncan. Ain't that it?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what's wrong, then? Can't the Chowderses get Lester's place after all?
No, that deal's all set. That worked out fine. They're moving out of my place today.
Oh?
And a good shuddens, too. But the trouble is with Mr. Duncan.
Duncan, huh?
Well, it ain't him so much as it is that pop-in-law here.
Oh. Is he going to move in the house, too?
No, but he come over from Cherry Hill this morning with Duncan to check over this deal, and all that man could do was find fault.
Well, the house ain't but half built now, Lum. They can still make all the changes they want to, can't they?
Well, it ain't that so much. It just don't like the finance arrangements on it.
Finance.
Yeah, he never liked the way I was getting lumber from Lester on a credit. He never liked the idea of the Widder Cobb holding the mortgage on that lot. Fact is, don't seem like he liked nothing about it.
Well.
And from the way he talked, I'm feared they're going back out of the deal.
after he gave you that $250 deposit the other day?
Yeah, they seem to think it's worth that to get out of the deal.
Well, that'll be all right. You get the place back, won't it?
Well, I don't think so. I can't seem to get no more materials to finish the house with.
Oh.
And with the widder holding the mortgage on the lot, I'm just liable to lose that, too.
Well, that mortgage ain't due yet, is it?
No, but it won't be very long till it is, though. Just a short-term mortgage that they fixed up for me, her and Squire Skimp.
Yeah.
I don't know why I ever got mixed up in this in the first place.
Well, I hate to be a I told you so long, but I told you when you started out that you ought to be careful what you're getting into. But no, you was going to build a whole string of Edders-built dream castles.
Yeah, I know I did, but I never picked... Wait a minute. Here comes Grandpap. Now, don't say nothing about this in front of him, Abner.
Yeah, where's Duncan and his pop-in-law? They went back to Cherry Hill?
No, they're down at Luke's lunchroom getting a bite to eat.
Oh, they'll hate the town.
Think that over, they said.
Oh, howdy, Grandpap.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Well, you hear the big news?
You mean about Mr. Duncan's pop-in-law?
About who?
Hash out, Abner.
Oh, what's your big news, Grandpap?
Now, sir, you can send the airmail letter now for 5 cents. Think of it, 5 red cents, 1 nickel.
Well, law me, we know that, Grandpap.
5 coppers. You can send an airmail letter to any little old corner in this country.
Well, tell us something we don't know.
All right, I will. Boulder Dam is celebrating its 10th anniversary.
Well, what of it?
It's the truth, Abner. I've been reading about it in the paper. I can show you the article.
I never said it weren't true.
Well, it is true, though. What do you have to argue about everything first?
I ain't arguing.
You air, Dunn.
I ain't no
least
fishing.
Little thing comes up and you have to argue about
it.
It's 10-year-old. They're having a big celebrate. Got the governors from 7 states there. Arizona and California.
Well, Grandpap.
Colorado and Nevada and New Mexico.
Grandpap, we don't care.
Utah and Wyoming.
Oh, Lord.
Everybody's there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bet you wish you was there yourself, Abner.
Oh, I don't know whether to or not. I wouldn't want a particular stand around singing happy birthday to a dam.
Abner, do you know that the intake towers of Boulder Dam are 395 foot high?
I don't care if they're 2 million foot high.
395 foot high.
If you'd fall off
the
one.
The intake towers of Boulder Dam. And the Arizona spillway is 600...
Grandpap, you hash that up. Here comes a customer, and I just be quiet.
Oh, that's it, Cedric. The Arizona spillway is...
Howdy, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Abner.
Come on back.
Howdy, Mr. Grandpap. Howdy, Mr. Long.
Just go right ahead, Cedric.
Yeah, what's he up to?
He's in here to look at them shoes again.
Oh.
This is the second time he's been in today.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep.
Don't stare at him, Grandpap.
Well, much obliged. So long, Mr. Long. So long, Mr. Grandpap. So long, Mr. Abner.
Yes, so long, Cedric. Come in again.
What was he doing this time? You told me he always spends about 2 or 3 months trying to decide on a pair of shoes, but what was all that counting for?
Oh, the counting that Cedric is doing?
Yeah, that 1, 2, 3, 4. What was that?
Oh, I reckon he's just counting the hooks on the shoes.
Counting the hooks?
Yeah, you know how a pair of shoes lace up part of the way, you know, and then they got them hooks up the rest of the way you hook your shoestring.
Yeah, I know what they're. Well, what's he counting them for?
Well, I reckon he's just counting them to make sure they're the same number on both sides, you know. He's more likely got to worrying about it and just come in to check, see if they had 4 hooks on each side.
Why don't he get button shoes?
Well, he don't like button shoes, Grandpap.
Maybe he can't count that high.
Well, I think that's the trouble. He started out the other day and got up to 6 and then quit, said he wanted laces.
Well, he can count to 20 with his shoes, though.
Well, I don't know, Grandpap. I know he don't want button shoes. I've heard him say so.
I recollect one year he come in here 3 times to measure the length of the shoelaces.
Oh, he takes them out of the shoes and spreads them out on the yardstick there every time.
See if they're both the same length.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he just wanted to be sure he's getting his money's worth.
Oh, sure, yeah. He goes through the out capping his rigmarole when he wants to buy a pair of shoes. Now, he knows right now what pair he's going to buy, but he just wants to come in here and look over the whole stock, you know.
He's cautious, huh?
Yeah.
Weren't that your ring, Abner?
I don't know. It might have been. I never paid no attention.
I'll get it.
Yeah, go ahead. Cedric's awful particular.
Hello.
Shoes.
Got them down store. L. Edwards talking.
Somebody sold him 2 left shoes one time.
Oh, yes, Mr. Duncan.
Sort of got him shoe shy.
Your pop-in-law wants to see what?
He'd like to ruin his feet wearing them.
Granny's, I don't even know what one is.
And couldn't turn on it to the left. He'd have to walk clean around the block to get to where he's going.
Why, no, I never filled out nothing like that.
He'd skid and fall every time he'd start the wrong direction.
Yeah, I'll hold the phone.
Stumble.
Granny, that pop-in-law of his.
How?
I never filled out no application for a construction priority or nothing like that. Leastways, not that I know of.
Is that what he wants now?
Yeah, I didn't never fill out something like that, did I?
I never seen you fill out nothing that I know of, Lum. I ain't paid no attention. You're handling this. You said you know it all about building construction.
I think he's just making up stuff to stall around. Oh, hello? He said what? I have. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Lum?
He says I violated the federal building law and I can get sent to the penitentiary for it.
The penitentiary?
Now, don't worry, Lum. I wouldn't worry a minute about it.
Wouldn't worry about going to the penitentiary?
Wherever they send you, Lum, we can always send you an airmail letter for just 5 cents.
Well, Lum, how are you going to get out of this one?